Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, I will remind you, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. And you just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items affecting the roof of your head and your bank account and anything I feel would be of interest to you. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, on theradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We had a great Father's Day yesterday for those of you who are fathers. I hope those of you who have fathers, you had a great Father's Day as well, celebrating. And today we celebrate National Ice Cream Soda Day. National Ice Cream Soda Day. Like that idea. I can get behind that one. Now, I must admit, my friends over at Borden Brew, they have a very wonderful ice cream soda. Although maybe I don't know if there's any soda in it. They call it a root beer float. Not your granddad's root beer. Add a little bit of ice cream and enjoy if you are age 21 or older. That might be something you might enjoy today. It's supposed to be pretty warm throughout in all of our broadcast area, so I'm going to suggest be careful. I should throw this up there and just share this with you. I shared it on our social media channels yesterday. But think about this. This is some information for those of you who have young children, seniors, pets, and I don't think they're all the same, but think about this. It's supposed to be over 100 degrees today in most of the areas where we're broadcasting. Some of the coastal communities might be a little under, but for the most part, just use that number. Go with me here. Think about this. If it's 95 outside, it takes 10 minutes in your car to be 114 degrees. Within 30 minutes in your car, it is 129 degrees. I think it's about 105, 106 degrees our bodies start shutting down. So think about that. Don't leave your pets, and for sure don't leave anybody in a closed-up car. It can be very, very dangerous, and we are expecting some extreme weather right now. Be careful out there. Obviously, we have motivations for sharing that with you. We want you to be safe. But think about this one also. We want you to come back here and listen to Ron Siegel Radio every day, just the way it is. Exciting weekend of sports. Yeah, if you are a sports junkie like I am, got to watch that exciting U.S. Open. That was a fun event. How about that issue with Johnson, though, Dustin Johnson, supposedly influencing his golf ball, really? So he was assessed a one-stroke penalty. You know, it didn't really matter. So at the end of the day, it was a non-issue. But when you're talking the difference between first place and a share of second place, Dustin Johnson walked out with $1.8 million for the event. There was three people sharing second place. So it was Furyk, Piercy, and Lowry, all getting $750,000 for their effort over the weekend. Not a bad day's worth or a few days worth of work. Enjoyable. Liked watching that one. And then I got to go there. I will say it. Not a lot of people will do it. I believe, strictly my opinion, no facts behind it, personal opinion, the Tim Donaghy effect is still alive and well in the NBA. We went to a seventh game in the NBA Finals. And I am going to suggest, I wonder what's going on in the NBA. I wonder if it's going the same direction as boxing. You know, there's been a lot of questions as to the validity of boxing. Maybe it's closer to the reality of the world wrestling. Yeah, I think that I'm just saying, think about this. Why there's so many coincidences. Why would they all happen at the same time? And I'm just going to throw it out there for you to comment on. Give me your thoughts, Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. Or you can go right to our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. So let's think about this. On his way out the door, David Stern cancels a trade between the Lakers and I think it was the Memphis Grizzlies at the time that would have brought Chris Paul to the Lakers. Lakers have not been the same team since that trade was negated by the commissioner. Then in this series right here, and I don't follow the NBA. Since that happened, I don't follow the NBA nearly like I used to. And again, I couldn't have cared less who won this team. It was just a not this series. I don't like the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think Sweet Baby James is nothing more than a big baby. The Golden State Warriors, they're in the same division. I am a Laker fan, but the Golden State Warriors are in the same division as the Lakers, so I really didn't care whether they won or lost. Once the Lakers were outed, it was a non-issue to me. So I say that with at the very beginning of my commentary. But think about this. The NBA has a rule against taunting. LeBron James steps over another individual, and that's okay. Seems to me that that would be the definition of taunting, but he gets away with it. When he steps over Green, then we see that the NBA assesses a flagrant foul on Green. Now, he's the one that's being taunted, yet he gets a flagrant foul. Does that make any sense? And then he gets suspended for Game 5, which would have been at home. It was a closeout game. Game 6, not altogether there. They come back in Game 7. You're watching LeBron flop. The definition, I go back years, and maybe they've changed this rule. I don't know. But maybe they changed the rule. But when Chick Hearn was broadcasting, the word was hand, ball, backboard, all hitting at the same time is called goaltending. Great play by LeBron James. He got in there. Great play. I mean, it was amazing how he came from nowhere, but he definitely had ball, backboard, and hand all together at the same time. And I got to wonder, they didn't call that goaltending on him. It is the LeBron James effect. The guy can do anything he wants on a basketball court and get away with it. Just amazes me how that works. Now, did the NBA want it that way? I don't know. Or was it a coincidence? Again, I don't know the answer to the question. I just look and say, how many times can you say the word coincidence without using the word Tim Donaghy? And for those of you that don't remember Tim Donaghy, he was involved in an NBA betting scandal in 2007, and he pleaded guilty to two federal charges related to the investigation, and a year later he was sentenced to time in jail. Now, I don't know if anyone's going to jail. I would doubt it. But I do know this. Cleveland Cavaliers won. Kevin Love had a mediocre series. Yeah, Kevin Love. He went to UCLA. Kiki Vandeweghe, he's the one that assessed the penalties against Green and for the benefit of the Cavaliers. Yeah, he went to UCLA also. Is there a coincidence here? You make the call. I just shared with you my, just a little bit of thought process. Again, it's all up to you. You make the call. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, cost of home ownership besides the home. What's an LTV ratio, loan-to-value ratio, and why does it matter? Costco, they're switching to the Visa card today. We're going to talk about all of that and more. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. When you are ready for that next home, new home, bigger home, real estate professionals will be there to assist you. Think about this one. It's pretty simple. Just think about this. Do you believe the internet has all the right answers to everything? My suggestion is, you can find some good information out there. You're just not going to find everything you possibly need. So when you don't find it all, you just text PAIR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the area trusted professionals will reach out to you, and they'll assist you in getting the loan that you need. PAIR, P-E-A-R, not the loan, I'm sorry, getting the value that you need. P-E-A-R, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, 79564. Costs of home ownership that maybe you weren't aware of. Think about, there's a lot of costs that go into buying a home, and I've had some interesting conversations with folks from time to time, especially some of the younger real estate professionals that come into the broadcast and chat with us. And we talk from time to time about some of the costs that they did not anticipate when buying a new home. And there are a lot of things. Now, be aware, when I say there are costs about when you're buying a new home, these costs are not items that you get to avoid by renting. They're just built in and hidden from your viewing. So when you're buying a house, some of them are part of the purchase area as well. Home inspection. I'm going to suggest to you in many instances you want to get a home inspection. Great real estate professionals will highly urge you to get a home inspection. Does it cost money? Yes. Do you have to pay for it? Yes. But think about this. You're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy this home. And we hope that you're going to enjoy the home for many, many years to come. A home inspection has a professional individual with the documentation and the right equipment come through the property. And if you've got a great real estate agent like the ones that we recommend from Ron Siegel Radio, again, I don't do it. I don't sell it. I just recommend the right people for you. The home inspector will come in, and they've got a whole checklist. The last report that I saw was about 40 pages they come back with in showing the condition of a home. Now, does that mean that the seller has to fix everything or address everything that's on that checklist? No, it's negotiable. Part of the reason you need to have a great real estate professional. But it lets you make an educated business decision. That's the whole idea. You might say, you know something, I don't care that that outlet doesn't work. I can put a new outlet in. Maybe you know how to do it on your own. Maybe you can get a handyman or a electrician to come in. I don't know, a couple hundred bucks, they fix it. And that might be acceptable to you. It could be that there's a broken light socket. I don't know how to even use a screwdriver. So I'm not the best one to answer these questions for you. I'm just saying they're going to show up on the report and you can make a business decision. Either you're going to ask for these repairs to be done if it's material, or you might say, you know something, I understand there's a lot of backup offers and this, I really want this property. My wife really wants this property. So I'm going to accept these conditions as is. Your decision, educated decision. Home appraisal. Got to figure out what the fair market value is unless you're paying cash for the home and unless you're using a private money lender. Private money lenders sometimes will require an appraisal. Sometimes they go out and they do it on their own. Sometimes they view the properties on their own. They've got their own methods of handling things. But if you're using a traditional lending product, a home appraisal will be needed because that's what the lender, the institution uses to value the collateral, the home or the condo or the single family residence, whatever you're buying. That's how they will value the collateral. They use an appraisal. Credit report. The lender is going to pull a credit report to see how you pay your bills. Are there liens? Do you have what's your background? What's your history? Do you pay your bills on time? Homeowners insurance. Lenders require homeowners insurance. Got to have it. Title service fees. And we want to look at the property records, make sure that there are no unforeseen liens. Escrow closing fees. Again, there's a company that's going to handle the paperwork. There are fees for that. Attorney's fees in some states. Loan origination fees. That's the underwriting, administrative fees, wire transfer fees. All of those different items right there. Flood determination and coverage, homeowners association fees, if there are any, property taxes. That's a big one that a lot of first-time home buyers don't realize that they've got to deal with, that there are property taxes. Not only do you have to make the mortgage payment, and in some instances, the mortgage payment will include property taxes and insurance, but when you go out shopping and when you're budgeting and trying to figure out what you can afford, that's going to be a big issue right there is what your homeowner's insurance or your property taxes are. Rule of thumb, and it's not the correct number, but it's a conservative number. 1.25% in most of California will be a conservative safe number. Now, will the number come in above that, below that? Could be, but it's usually a pretty safe number. Moving costs. Cost you money to get moved. You're going to have boxes. Maybe you're going to have to rent a truck or get a moving company. Again, we can introduce you to some of those individuals. utility fees. You might have to pay deposits to get the utilities turned on. And you got to get a whole list of those. You're going to have gas, electric, water, trash disposal, cable, whatever you use. Those are all internet. Another one of those fees. These are all home ownership fees, some besides the home, that some people understand, some people don't. Maintenance and repair. If you've been renting, you got to understand that there are going to be maintenance and repair fees. You were paying them as part of your rent. Now they're going to be a separate number, and you're going to want to keep track of certain ones because, again, talk to your tax planner. They may go into the cost basis of your property. Furniture and decorative items might be another cost. Lawn and pool maintenance. You got to have a pool. Well, some people think they have to have a pool. In my opinion, I'd rather there's a lot of areas where you can go that you don't have to have a pool. But a pool, if you have one, that's just a thought. Think about that one. Well, in that instance, you're going to have to pay for it. Chemicals, maybe there's a maintenance person who's going to be upkeep for sure. So all of these things are a function of what you need to know. You got to be the bottom line here. The bottom line. Get a hold of a great mortgage professional, get pre-approved, and understand exactly what's going on. No surprises. I'm a big proponent. I believe that surprises are great. They are great for birthdays, anniversaries, and not for business. I don't believe in surprises for business. So when you're thinking about buying the home, you know, I don't want you to be getting a surprise there where you don't know what to expect. There are many, many areas, though, right now, and I'm sharing these things with you. You have to understand what the marketplace is doing, what's going on in the marketplace. We've been chatting with you about getting pre-approved, being ready to do that debt consolidation loan. You can go and wrap all of your debts into one long-term loan and be in better position to do what you want, what is in the best interest of your family. Think about this concept. If you're paying 9, 10, 20, 30% interest on a credit card debt, and you're paying high interest, maybe the high single digits, low double digits on car debt, and you've got a bunch of equity sitting in your residence, and right now you can get a loan in the 3 to 5% range. I don't know what you'll qualify for. There are loans out there in the 3 to 5% range. If you want the easy loan, and I know a lot of people really like an easy loan. They hear about the nuisance of what it takes to get a loan these days. There are places available, and I'll put you in touch with them. Again, I don't sell them. But there are places out there that have what they call easy loans. And it's a loan with a slightly higher interest rate, but you're then able to do less documentation. There are those individuals who this is good for, self-employed people. If you have had an issue in the past, a derogatory issue on your credit report, you need some time for what they call seasoning of that, where it'll fall off your credit. All of those issues are in play again. You can get these loans. And the reason that I say that you can get these loans is because you got to get in the game. Real estate is appreciating so quickly right now that in some instances, for some people, if you don't get in the game, you won't ever be able to get back into the market that maybe you really want to be in. And get some great guidance. That's why I ask you. I give this guidance away. It costs nothing for the guidance that we give away on Ron Siegel Radio because we are discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what is a loan-to-value ratio? Why does it matter? What are the benefits of Costco? They switched today. No more Amex at Costco. You can only be able to use the Visa card at Costco. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as lazy for me to say, that's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just watching the markets for you this morning. It's been another volatile ride on the stock market. We were up at as high as 17,934. We're back to 17,869 right now, up 136 points. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, it's going up, which means interest rates should be heading up on the mortgage-backed securities, the mortgage rates. I know we saw last week, I did share with you that the Freddie Mac rate, and again, that's a general published rate, not saying it's available to you or anybody else, but it's an average rate that Freddie Mac publishes every Thursday. Came out, as it does every week, 3.54% with an average 0.5 point to get that rate. Again, that was the Freddie Mac 30-year fixed rate loan, 3.54 with 0.5 point. Again, the reason I bring that up is we were talking in the last segment about your ability to get that debt consolidation loan, to put all of your debts into one loan. It's called a mortgage. It's all your home loan. Do I recommend it on a regular basis? No, I don't like doing that. But I like less the idea of paying 18-20% interest. So it's the lesser of evils. I don't like seeing those that happen, but I'd rather you do that. I'd rather you be paying a little bit more on the on a mortgage, a higher mortgage payment, roll that into that 30-year loan, than I would then seeing you go and pay 20-30% on credit card debt. The big caveat right there is you got to be disciplined if you do that. You got to go in and say, okay, I get it, but I'm not going to run up those credit card debts once again. We're not going to do that part of it. So we're going to pay the bills down. We're going to consolidate. We can take the money that we've been spending on interest and put it toward the principal of the new loan, and you'll be much better off. Now, what do you need to know to see if you can do something like that? Well, you need to understand what is a loan-to-value ratio. It's called in the industry LTV, loan-to-value ratio. It's going to have an effect on your – first, let me explain what it is. And it, in most instances, just like it sounds, it's the ratio of the loan amount. So say you've got – and we're just going to do this with simple numbers. Say you've got a $100,000 house. It's worth $100,000. And you've got an $80,000 loan. So you've got a loan-to-value of 80. The LTV becomes 80 or 80%. If you owe $50,000, then you've got an LTV of 50, loan-to-value of 50. If you owe $25,000, yeah, you're getting it. It's a 25% or 25 LTV. Now, you can do the same thing for $300,000, $600,000, a million. They all work the same way. So if you owe $300,000 and you've got $240,000 in debt, you've got an 80 LTV. The reason that that is important is because when you're looking to purchase or refinance a home, the higher the ratio, the higher that number is, the riskier the lending company is going to see that loan. They see it as being a riskier investment for them, a riskier credit. The riskier it is, the higher the interest rate. So the lower you've got your loan to value, then you're going to get better interest rates when you, as one component of the discussion. Remember, there's a lot of components of the discussion. The interest rate just becomes one component of the discussion. You're going to then look at also say, okay, what is the credit score? How is that going to mix in with it? What is going to be the debt to income ratio? There's another. So you got three numbers that you really are going to be your biggest numbers when you're dealing with getting a home loan. You're going to be looking at the debt to income ratio. The acronym there is DTI. You're looking at the LTV, the loan to value ratio, and the FICO score. Those are going to be the biggest three issues. So we've already talked about the loan to value. We just discussed that, defined that for you. Debt to income ratio. And again, it's just like it sounds. What is your debt? And you're going to have two different numbers there. You're going to have your home debt. So when you take your principal, interest, taxes, insurance, and homeowners association, that's all of your housing costs. And compare that to your income. So let's say you've got $1,000 when you put all of that together, the principal, interest, taxes, insurance, if you have mortgage insurance and homeowners association, call that PITI, and you're making $4,000, well, then you've got a 25% debt to income ratio. 25 is your debt to income ratio. And that's a good debt to income ratio. Now you look at the FICO score. How, again, remember we talked about this last week. 300 to 850 is your range on your FICO score. So all of those are the issues that you're looking for to determine what your interest rate will be. Just simple stuff there, folks. But I want to explain it. And the reason I shouldn't say it's simple stuff. Once I share it with you, you're going to say, how easy is that? How obvious is that? And it is obvious. It is easy. It's not a big deal. But again, I'm one that's been doing it for 25 years or 20 years, whatever the number. I shouldn't even say. I can't even remember how long. I've been doing it a long time. So I understand these numbers. The average person does not understand where all these numbers are coming from. And yes, I understand it can get confusing. And me telling them to you one time on a radio broadcast, and you obviously you know that you can go back to Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, or onto the archives of our broadcast, ronsiegelradio.com, the archives. You can go there and re-listen to these things, and that way you can share them with other people. And I know it becomes simple to me, but it's not necessarily simple to you. That's why we do share this. Sometimes it sounds like we share the same information over and over again, and it's really not. It's just that we know that you may not have been listening last time. Maybe you weren't out in the home buying market last time when we chatted about some of these things. You can also find them VIP Mortgage, VIP Mortgage.co. Leave the M off. VIP Mortgage.co. There's a blog post we just posted there about these same issues. Just a little bit of chat for you. Check in the news. Another one of those nanny states. I wonder if Bloomberg moved to Philadelphia. I don't know. Think about this one. You didn't hear much about this last week when we had the atrocities of Orlando, but they came out with another one of those nanny taxes in Philadelphia, taxing sugared soft drinks. Unbelievable. 3 cents an ounce to no more than 1.5 cents. Including diet soda. Now, I wonder why that is. So they put, even though they call it a sugar drink tax, they're doing diet sodas as well. 1.5 cents on diet sodas. Coming to a city near you? Well, maybe. Who's it taxing the most, though? We talk about the idea of taxing the rich, which they already pay a huge amount of money in taxes. But then you get cities like Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, they come out with these different taxes that are uniform. A rich person and a working class person are drinking probably the same amount of sodas, Gatorades, Pedialytes, all those different tax like this. It affects a rich person doesn't care about a 1.5 cent tax. They're going to drink whatever they want to drink, regardless of that 1.5 cents tax. Somebody that's on a very, very strict budget, I'm going to suggest taxing them is a lot more meaningful than taxing the wealthy, yet they get taxed the exact same amount. Wonder whose bright idea this one was. Similar, it's a lot. Do they want you to stop drinking those sugary drinks or what they term or they define as an unhealthy soda? I'm going to suggest no, they don't want you to stop drinking them at all. They want you to drink even more so they can get more of your money to waste. And I suggest in many instances, that's exactly what they're doing is wasting your money, wasting your money. Unbelievable. Looking at the news, Orange County, $20 million shortfall. And yes, of course, there's only a couple of places that they advertise these shortfalls. What is going to get hit by a $20 million shortfall that's expected next year? Well, they're going to tell us that it's either going to be have to come out of law enforcement or schools. What else would they tell us that they're going to take this money from? Not from their wasted programs in certain areas where they're dealing with shrimp on treadmills. Talk about that. $20 million. Is expected to be the shortfall money coming from the state of California, not giving it to local governments. Supervisor Todd Spitzer said the county would need to ask all the non-safety departments to make cuts, though he thinks the shortfall is going to be a little less than $20 million. Unbelievable how we can continue to get more and more money to our state and local governments, and in most instances, all they do is waste it. And they're not fiscally responsible other than they're coming back to you and me saying, we want more of your money. Unbelievable. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Russian hackers penetrating the Democrat National Committee. Russian hackers, really. Unbelievable. Costco, they're going to Visa. See ya, Amex. You are out. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. ATP to 79564. One of the area trusted professionals will reach out to you. And actually, the first thing you got to do there, you fill out a little survey. Because the area trusted professionals are your household board of directors, your board of directors. And when we talk about your board of directors, what that issue really comes out to being is, think about this, Google, maybe not at Apple, because they've got a little bit of lunacy going on over at Apple, and then maybe they don't have a board of directors over there. But Google has it. IBM, AT&T, every major corporation. They've got a board of directors, not a household, but they've got a board of directors. These boards of directors give guidance to the board. Your household board of directors will give guidance to your household. Now, we don't know exactly who you need on that board of directors. So what we do is very simple. We ask. When we ask you about your board of directors, do you need a real estate professional, a mortgage professional? Do you need a reverse mortgage professional to get some guidance on what a reverse mortgage is? Who can help you? Tax planners, financial planners, CPAs, attorneys, estate planning attorneys, family law, divorce, bankruptcy, insurance. All these folks are people that can really help you with developing your board of directors. They help you in making great sound decisions for what's going on in your lifetime. Now, where do you meet all those people? And yeah, think about this. There's probably about 12 of them. And if you interview three people for each position, you're going to be doing about 40 interviews. Do you have time for that? And I'm going to suggest you probably do not. That's why we do it for you. You fill out a survey, takes you about 2 minutes. And then we will make the introductions that you are looking for that will help your family move forward with what's beneficial for you. Text ATP to 79564, ATP to 79564, and just do that survey. We will make the introductions to you. So today is the day, if you're listening to us live on Ron Siegel Radio. Yesterday was the last day that Costco was accepting the American Express card. About 118 million people, though, have at least one Visa card, triple the amount of people that have American Express cards, according to the Nielsen report. It's an industry newsletter. And as of today, Costco will be allowing the Visa card and will not be accepting the American Express card. Now, Citigroup is the one that came out with their Visa that's got the agreement with Costco. But they're accepting any Visa, and Chase is coming out with their Freedom card. They've already had that card, but they're extending on their Freedom card back bonus for purchases at wholesale clubs. That was due to expire the end of June. They're going to let it go through the end of the year as of right now. Who knows how long it'll go, but that's good for Costco. Also, Sam's Club, BJ's Wholesale, if you're around. Bank of America added wholesale clubs as a bonus cash back category for its Bank AmeriCard cash rewards credit card. So just some benefits there. Think about that. If you've been used to using the American Express card, you can use your other cards now. The benefits, 4% back on $7,000 per year in gas purchases at Costco, 3% back at restaurants and some travel purchases, 2% back at Costco and Costco.com, 1% back everywhere else. So Costco Anywhere Visa card by Citi, good choice. It's available to use starting today. And again, you've got that option with the Chase Freedom card. Just another one of those places to make a little bit of money for you. We like to talk about ways that you can make money right here, Ron Siegel Radio. That's one of my favorite subjects is money. It makes the world go round, and the more you have of it, the better off you will be. Think about some of these issues. We're going to also chat a little bit here. Larry Kudlow. I don't know if you follow Larry Kudlow at all. He's a economist that's on CNBC on a regular basis. He's been chatting about getting rid of the establishment to fix the economy. And I love listening to some of these issues, getting rid of the establishment to fix the economy. And that's what a lot with the politicians, we're seeing that tremendous this year with the politicians that are out there in trying to get the elections out there that are saying, get rid of the established politicians. Why do you think Bernie Sanders has done so well? Why do you think Donald Trump has done so well? Anybody that comes in with the name established politician seems to be having a problem. Investor Wilbur Ross recently told NBC that Trump represents a more radical new approach to government that the nation's economy desperately needs. Wilbur Ross, if you don't know, he's along the same lines in success as Warren Buffett. Billionaire investor, unbelievable track record of success. And he's basically saying that, you know something, we've put the same people in over and over into office, and they continue to do the same things. They're not looking out for you. They're not looking out for me. They're simply looking out for what's easy. And if we were ever to go to what they're calling zero-based budgeting, think about how much better off our economy would be doing. Right now, whenever a politician says to you, they're cutting their budget by 1% or 2%. That means the increase that they were going to get is not going to be as large as what the increase they hoped for. And the key word there is increase. Go and talk to a stationery store and find out when next to back to school. Do you know when the busiest time for stationery stores is? In the month of May. Why do you think that would be? Well, here's the issue. If the teachers and other public employees don't go and use up their entire budget by the end of the year, they don't get as much money next year. So they'll go and buy things that they have no need for at that given time, but if they know that if they have to play the game in order for the game to work. So while, according to Kudlow, according to Wilbur Ross, while Donald Trump may be an imperfect candidate in his rookie political season, he gets the basic economic story right. Lower taxes, slashing large and small business taxes, roll back regulations, unleash all forms of energy, take a market-oriented and consumer choice approach to healthcare and education. Think about some of those issues. And I have not been a Trump fan at all. I've been pretty vociferous. I think he's narcissistic. I think he's got a big mouth. I think that he's got an ego that's outrageous. But you know something? We've been doing a lot of the same things over and over again, and now we're looking at $20 trillion in debt. And I just looked at a report this morning. I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing, so I haven't reported on it. But one of the reports I was looking at just this morning was saying, regardless of which candidate gets into office, we are looking at a more significant set of losses coming forward. There's more bad news on the horizon because our economy is not growing. There was Goldman Sachs came out just this morning saying that if Great Britain votes to get out of the European Union, then we might see a 30% drop or 30 basis point drop on the U.S. 10-year Treasury, 30 basis point drop. If they vote to stay in, we might see a 20 basis point increase. Uncertainty. It's because Great Britain is saying, you know something? There's too many countries like Greece that are spending way more money than they have. Why do the British people want to be paying for the debts of somebody else? Hello? What have we been doing in the United States, paying for the debts of others forever? One of the concepts that Donald Trump comes up with, because he's not a politician, he's a business person, and he says, you know something, if we're going to go and protect Syria, well, the Syrian people have to pay for it. Why should somebody in California pay for the protection of Syria? Why should somebody in California pay for the protection of Saudi Arabia when they're going to turn around and charge the people of California for oil? Doesn't make common sense. That's the beauty of having somebody that's an outsider involved just a little bit more in what's going on right there in Washington. And I ask you once, like I ask all the time, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, give me a call anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.